Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, April 10th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers released their 2014 preseason schedule on Wednesday. Couple of the dates and times still have to be firmed up, but here's how it's going to look. Packers will open with the first two on the road, the last two at home in the month of August. Between August 7th and 10th, preseason will open against the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. Between the 14th and 18th, Packers will once again take on the Rams in St. Louis. Second straight year, they've been down to the Dome. On Friday, August 22nd, Packers will host the Oakland Raiders in a CBS nationally televised game at 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, that's also the opening night of the high school football season in Wisconsin. And the preseason will wrap up Thursday, August 28th, against the Kansas City Chiefs. They've become regular visitors with the Packers in the exhibition season. The NFL will launch the preseason Sunday, August 3rd, with the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The New York Giants taking on the Buffalo Bills. And the league announced the Pro Bowl is coming stateside again. The Pro Bowl will be held at Glendale, Arizona in 2015, site of Super Bowl 49. Game will return to Aloha Stadium in Honolulu in 2016. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers continue to roll. They beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-4 at Citizens Bank Ballpark on Wednesday night, breaking a 4-4 tie with a four-run eighth inning. Ryan Braun hitting a two-run triple. Carlos Gomez went 3-for-5 with a home run. Mark Reynolds added a solo shot in the top of the ninth. Even Phillies manager Ryan Sandberg impressed with a Brewer lineup.
Very aggressive swinging the bat right from the get-go. Gomez seems to really set the tone at the top of the order, the way he comes out swinging, and seems like they all follow. Anything in the zone, they're swinging at it, and they're all hot right now together.
Brewers jumped on the Phillies 2-0, but Matt Garza gave up three runs in the bottom of the first. Tyler Thornburg had to get the win in relief with two scoreless frames, but manager Ron Renicki's club now 6-2, leading the NL Central.
When things are going well, you have somebody every night that's doing something good, and your team usually is clicking really well when you got everybody contributing, and they are right now. Our bullpen continues to be outstanding. Hopefully we can continue to do this. We got to clean up the first inning a little bit so we don't do that.
Brewers will gun for their sixth straight and second consecutive road series sweep, sending Marco Estrada against Cliff Lee in the series finale in Philly on Thursday night. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cincinnati Reds beating the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 4-0. Mike Leake, Manny Parra combining on the shutout. Billy Hamilton, a busy day, 3-for-4, two stolen bases, couple of runs scored. Said it was a good time to break out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's always good get out of the slump right away. I mean, I didn't have a good start at all, but I feel like now I'm settling things down. And today was big for us. I mean, especially coming off a two-game losing streak. I mean, it was a big win for us today.
Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-3. The Washington Nationals over the Miami Marlins 10-7. Jason Worth delivering the big blow, hitting a grand slam home run in the eighth inning. Worth says, it looks like we're finding our groove.
You know, if you look at the way we played down the stretch last year in the second half, the way we played so far this year, I think that can become an identity for sure. But we just got to keep going, keep pressing, take opportunities when they're given to us, and keep winning ballgames.
Chicago Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-5. Mike Olt with a two-run home run. That knocks the Pirates out of a share of first in the division. Arizona beat San Francisco 7-3. Paul Goldschmidt, a three-run home run in the first inning. In the American League, the Oakland A's beat the Minnesota Twins 7-4 in 11. Derek Norris with a three-run bomb in the top of the 11th. Kansas City gets by Tampa Bay 7-3. Alex Gordon, a home run. Four RBIs for the Royals. He says this might light the team's offensive fuse.
We weren't putting up the runs, and our pitching staff was doing a great job. So, you know, we're gonna keep grinding away, and eventually I think it's going to, you know, come through. It's early on, and, you know, we got a good offense. So I believe in our offense.
Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 4-2. David Ortiz, a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Baltimore beats the Yankees for the second straight day, 5-4. Jonathan Scope, a three-run shot. Toronto over Houston, 7-3. Angels shut out the Seattle Mariners 2-0. Garrett Richards goes 7 innings, allows only a hit for the Angels, who will be without Josh Hamilton. A torn ligament in his thumb will sideline the outfielder for 6 to 8 weeks. Cleveland Indians and San Diego Padres played a doubleheader. Cleveland takes game one, 2-0. Padres the nightcap, 2-1. Colorado erupts for 6 runs in the 8th inning to roll the Chicago White Sox 10-4. And for the second straight game, Tigers and Dodgers go extras. Detroit, a 7-6, 10-inning victory on this night. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers beat West Michigan 6-1 on the road. Rattlers score all 6 of their runs in the 3rd inning. They get back to even at 3-3, and they'll wrap up that series at West Michigan on Thursday afternoon. And now to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks hosted the Indiana Pacers at the Bradley Center, and head coach Frank Vogel decided to sit all 5 of his starters. Pacers in a battle with the Miami Heat for the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. They have a huge showdown game in Miami on Friday night. So the backups delivered. Luis Scola with 24. Chris Copeland hitting the game-winning layup with just over a second to play. Copeland appreciative of the minutes.
I think it was a great night for everybody. I mean, for us to get opportunity out there, we a lot of us been waiting for that all year. So it's very cool for us to get out there and get a win and show the starters that we got their backs when they need rest.
Brandon Knight had 25 points, Ramon Sessions with 20, but Larry Drew's Bucks could not even beat the Pacer backups.
I thought that first half was, I didn't think it was a very good half, particularly on an effort standpoint, and I made that point known at halftime. We're still in a position where we've got to go out and we've got to, really compete at a high level.
Bucks now 14-64, 50 games under 500. They will host the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday night. Cavaliers beat Detroit 122-100, but they still didn't get the help they needed. That eliminated the Cavaliers with other finals. Orlando over Brooklyn, 115-111. Toronto beat Philadelphia, 125-114. Charlotte, a 94-88 win in overtime against Washington. Atlanta beat Boston, 105-97, closing in on the number 8 spot in the East. Bulls over Minnesota, 102-87. Joakim Noah with his 4th triple-double of the season. Phoenix beat New Orleans, 94-88. It was Memphis over Miami, 107-102. Mike Conley with 26. Grizzlies 1 game behind Phoenix for 8th, and this loss by the Heat drops them percentage points behind Indiana for that number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. Denver, a 123-116 win over Houston. Randy Foy with 30. Portland defeated Sacramento, 100-99. Oklahoma City gets by the LA Clippers, 107-101. Now to college basketball, where the house cleaning continues at Marquette. Buzz Williams leaving the men's program after 6 years to take the Virginia Tech job, and former Duke assistant Steve Wojciechowski, hired by interim athletic director Bill Cords, who yesterday fired women's basketball coach Terry Mitchell after 18 years on the job. Also spent 5 years in Milwaukee as an assistant with the Golden Eagles. 348 career wins, 7 NCAA tournament appearances, but never passed the second round. 22-11 this past year for Mitchell at Marquette, and exiting after the second round of the WNIT. Kansas freshman center Joel Embiid is leaving school. He's entering the NBA draft. He was a big part of the Jayhawks Big 12 championship in the regular season, but then had a stress fracture in his lower back, missed the conference tournament and the NCAAs. UMass guard Derek Gordon, the first openly gay player in Division I men's basketball. 22-year-old sophomore publicly revealed his sexuality on Twitter, saying, "I'm the first Division I male player to come out, and not the last. I am gay, I'm not afraid, and I'm not alone." Gordon told ESPN he came out to his family, coaches, and teammates earlier this month. To the National Hockey League, where the Chicago Blackhawks got an overtime goal from Patrick Sharp to beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. Pittsburgh beat Detroit 4-3 in a shootout, but the Wings still pick up a point, and with that point, clinch a playoff spot for the 23rd consecutive year. They'll be in the Stanley Cup chase. That's the longest active streak in any professional sport. The Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Dallas Stars 3-1, and for only the second time in franchise history, Jared Bull and the Blue Jackets will be in the postseason.
Special. I mean, the first time we made it was awesome. The atmosphere in Columbus was something like I've never seen it. So just really excited, like I said, for the organization. Really excited for the fans in Columbus to get another playoff run here, and hopefully we can stay in it and go far.
Anaheim Ducks beat the San Jose Sharks 5-2 to clinch the Pacific Division title. Calgary, a 4-3 shootout winner over Los Angeles in the NHL last night. Green Bay Gamblers hitting the road to open up the Clark Cup playoffs in the USHL. They are the fourth seed in the East. They'll take on top-seeded conference champion Indiana. Games 1 and 2 will be on Friday night, but Green Bay Gamblers head coach Derek Lalonde says we are postseason ready.
We've been in playoff mode now for about 3 weeks, if not longer, but especially of late when the real urgency had to come through. I mean, we won 5 of our last 6. We won 3 on the road, which we haven't been really good on the road this year. And to win in Indy on Friday in a must-win where they were playing for a lot, too, for the Anderson Cup, I think that says a lot about these guys, what they're made of.
Game 3 will be next Thursday night at the Rest Center. Game 4, if necessary, would be on Friday night. And the Masters underway at Augusta National. Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, the honorary starters early in the morning. And now round one underway. The defending champion is Adam Scott, who likes his game going in.
Playing really well. I really like the last couple of weeks' work I've done at home. The game was there at Bay Hill, and I've just tried to keep it there. I felt like I was getting to a place where it needed to be to contend here.
No Tiger Woods for the first time in 20 years, what with his back surgery, and Rory McIlroy says that's going to make it wide open.
You're still playing against 16 guys you play with week in, week out. I've beaten them before. They've beaten me before. So that's why I'm saying there's so many guys here this week that feel like they'll have a chance to win.
And that might include Steve Stricker of Wisconsin, and the field also includes 20-year-old Jordan Niebrugge of Mequon, sophomore at Oklahoma State. He got a ticket to the Masters by winning last year's U.S. Amateur Public Links Championship. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.